The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today we have prefigurements of prefigurements of prefigurements in our gospel reading, which is precisely why the church chooses this reading for an Advent reading right at the very beginning, at the first week of Advent. So the beginning of the reading, there's this mention twice of what Jesus is doing. So the crowds are laying blind people and lame people, deaf people, mute people at, the foot of Jesus, and he lays his hands on them and cures them. And then it repeats it once again. You know, they're amazed to see the mute speaking, the blind seeing, the lame walking, and so forth. Why is that there, and what does that have to do with an Advent reading? As you probably know, there's a great prophecy of Isaiah, which we will be getting to later on in Advent, but this great prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled in what Jesus is doing now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has given me glad tidings to give to the poor. So this is Isaiah's prophecy, right? And of course, Isaiah goes on to say that the blind are going to see, the lame are going to walk, the deaf are going to hear, the mute are going to speak. And so clearly, right, Matthew in this summary passage is saying to this crowd, many of whom have studied the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, is saying to the crowd, Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecy. But then it goes on. And of course, you get this Eucharistic imagery. But it's not just a prefigurement of the Holy Eucharist that's going to come at the Last Supper. And of course, what Jesus does is he gives thanks, Eucharistein, which is very clear, before he breaks the bread that multiplies and breaks the fish that multiplies. That's giving of thanks, which is going to be the prefigurement in his own life of the Holy Eucharist that is to come. But also, this harkens back to the Messiah, right? Remember, Elijah and Elisha, right, are also, they have, a kind of a multiplication. Not done the way Jesus does it by his own power, but done through by being intercessors of God's power, which they earnestly pray for. So, of course, Jesus, there's a lot of talk out there that the Messiah is going to be the new Elijah, right? But this time, the Messiah is not going to be like Elijah in the sense that he's going to have to ask for God's power. The Messiah will have God's power, as it were, working through him. Now, that's not part of the prophecy, but it's clear that if God's power is working through Jesus, and Jesus possesses God's power in himself so that he doesn't have to ask for it, he can just split the loaves and the miracle happens. He can just split the fish and the miracle happens. Elijah and Elisha did nothing like that. Jesus, therefore, is not simply imitating Elijah and Elisha. He is doing this from within his own power and authority, manifesting very clearly that the power of God belongs to him. He must be the Messiah. Jesus, once again, being identified in the Messianic prophecy. So what we're seeing kind of in spades in this reading is not only Jesus being the fulfillment of the prophecies, but also we're seeing Jesus prefiguring the event of the Holy Eucharist, which is to be our nourishment for all ages to come, so that all of us can be saved through him. And of course, what has that got to do with Advent? Everything. The Messiah is coming. Indeed, the Messiah is here and has been here. Our hope is fulfilled. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.